This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's Njalo Tugzin on MUT Radio featuring MK Productions. Izinto is the name of this one, exactly 15 minutes after 9 on a Tuesday morning. We are good to get on a Tuesday morning. We usually have Mr. Maatri, who is always joining us to give us a knowledge hub and to give us some information on this feature, SABZang Knowledge Hub, which is proudly powered by the library services, Yakona Kwanalai MUT. So Mr. Maatri is here joining us again this morning. Mr. Maatri, thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful morning in Namhlanje. Very cold morning in Durban this morning.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Pulawatu. It is a cold morning, but it's a beautiful morning still. Yeah. Good morning to our listeners too.
Siyabonga kakhulu, and thank you so much for being with us again in Namhlanje. Today, Knowledge Hub, what are we focusing on?
This morning, let's think about thinking, right? So it is called the metacognition, that we pay attention to how we think, to what we think, and the manner in which we think. Now, previously, we spoke a lot about the reading. So once we have read and you found the meaning, you understand what you are reading. So obviously, the next step now is to process that. Yeah, so it is to think. So we're looking at a thing about thinking. Now, for us to make sense of thing about thinking, then I think I'm suggesting there are six possible thinking strategies or approaches that we can use. And we'll try to apply that to our crime stats. On 23 May this year, the minister announced our crime stats. And in some instances, I mean, there was excitement, but generally, I mean, as we know, so crime is very high, right? Now, also trying to think about the crime is that the crime is emotional. So it's difficult to think about the crime without panicking. Yeah, well,
yes.
So although now I enjoy the crime, maybe the crime does pay for some people. Yeah, well. So let's try and apply these six different thinking strategies. I think the other reason as well, thinking is important now for us as students, is that, look, it's competing with robots.
Yes. Oh, that's a very important point.
We are competing with robots, yes, yeah. So one thing that robots can't do is to think, right? So we can ask them questions, so based on what we think. So this is our advantage. We ask them questions, and then they generate the responses for us, and then we must process. So is this what we're looking for now?
Yeah, well,
so okay. So I think as human beings, we still need to capture that thinking ability to ourselves. Yes, these tools are allowing us to work more faster. I mean, to process information faster, but in general. So it is an important skill. I'm trying to stress that to our listeners. So let's look at six. The first one, if it's called my crime, is magical thinking. So okay, so I say, I will eat that penalty. As if with that penalty, suddenly crime is going to go down, right?
Yeah.
And also in general also as well, I mean, across cultures, we always look for a Superman, so a superhero. So this guy is going to come around and then they deal Nyonka the crime then. Even if you know Shinge, a cartoon itself, a Superman, it comes from that. On that day, the minister in magical thinking was around the Operation Chanela. I was like, now we've got Operation Chanela going on, and we're hoping that.
Yeah.
Look, it is making some progress, but perhaps we say magical thinking because in reality and potential LO thinking are not the same. So magical thinking, anything is possible and nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
So that's believing in magic. So this is the one type, right? Then there's another one, Nick, a second type that we can also apply to looking at the crime, which is dialectical thinking. Now, this one says there's a cat and mouse. So there will always be a cat, there will be a mouse. If the cat is too fat, it's lazy, it's not starving, it's not going to go around hunting for mice. But also, ama mice now, on their part, they look for the cat. If the cat is away, they run out. So we'll take a relationship between our police and criminals is us as a society and our criminals is based around that. So there are always these mice around us, these mice that we need to capture, put away and deal with. Now here is a challenge which it tells I think a bring up it's him. So every problem has a solution within the same problem, right?
Mm.
But also every solution has a problem, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, well,
so there always is contradictions. So let's say, if I steal your pen, if you say I stole your pen, the burden of proof is on you. You must prove this pen was stolen from you. So mm-hmm. now that is where this whole issue about difficult corners will move the wash is a lot to supplement them challenge, because how the law operates is that you need to come up with the proof. So mm-hmm. now that is the difficulty always. I mean, this cat and mouse game between us and criminals,
yes.
SAPS one of themselves, I mean, if you look at their capacity, I mean, I'm not sure about my numbers. I'm hoping as correct to put out one thing.
Yes.
Because I was looking at another report here about E-Team. So the 179,502 police officers in South Africa. So for me, I mean, I always thought this number was going to be a little bit higher than that, because I mean, we know it's a public service in 1.3 million that they got teacher during COVID, like about 500,000. So I mean, if the number of police is so low, and then on top of that, you have a metro police board. I think one report I saw, there is 1,500. I mean, almost 1,000. So you look at my numbers again of how the people who are deploying to solve a problem in Kulu, and you wonder what can we really, you know? So again, that's the risk I think is forced out to make those considerations if it's covering a problem. Then after AS time to analytical thinking, so we're looking at some trends. So if we say if we go to 20, chances are uzobanjongozi, uzokutuzwa, you know? So generally nicely, right? But if we like mlaz guy to you, but so I mean you see those trends, but okay, if you like taking it down, chances are also cool. So if it's a sentence, chances are about to put a card is on the fraud, if you say nah and then as mlaz, they will kick you and step you and shoot you and steal you and take your life. So there is various trends.
Yeah.
So if we are trying to answer, when you analyze it, what you do is we're looking for our patterns. What is this how is it happening? What is the picture, right? And then also, so what we do when you analyze as well is we can start to make our predictions.
Mm.
Now here is a side to Anik also. I mean, this police station is very violent. I mean, it says that if we go no more to my predictions now, and I'm roughly at it, if someone is killed in March 9, so changes are by 6 p.m. tomorrow, another person going to be killed again.
Mm.
So then the cycle goes on.
Mm.
So almost every day someone dies. So just as I made it in the different times. Now that is bad, right?
Very bad.
So that is analytical thinking. As for critical thinking, so we look at what is said, how it is said. Also, we look at what is not said, right? So, the minister told us, Ngalama figures, what's a crime, whatever. But what would be interesting for us to know is, so how many of us are actually reporting these crimes? So, I mean, the interesting one, what are the number, let's say 10111.
Yes.
That get answered. A few years back, there was an issue, we see most of the calls were not answered. And also, we didn't know the response rate of the police. If I phone now, 924, how long is it going to take for a police van to pitch up, or for someone maybe to make a follow-up to my inquiry? So in my sense, the critical thing, then we look at the facts, we look at the information that we're given, but also we say what is missing, and perhaps also what is the bias there. So of course, we need to ask those difficult questions. And also for me, also more interestingly, he reports the crime Ibuwa from January to May, January, February, March. And I'm asking myself, but the festive season, for example, Kalang, so say what? December.
December, yes.
So it's going to have an effect. So how then do you look at my numbers? Because some movements of people around the same time are not going. So I mean, for me, the interesting critical question that you can ask if academically, if you just take an interest to my crime figures. Number five is creative thinking. Now, very important. Creativity is it. Let's think out of the box.
Yeah.
We have Mbembe. I'm not sure. It's Zulu.
Yeah, so, whistleblower.
Everybody else is whistleblower. And yet they're doing good things, right? So creativity, how then do we get more people at MUT to report crime? So what we need to be creative. So how do we change the perception of Impimbi as a positive thing? I mean, so the time that we haven't won in this country since 1994, before that, Impimbi was always seen as somebody who was selling out.
Yes.
So that is the creative thinking that we need from our people out there who can come up with whatever strategy to help us. You know, because at least for someone to report, it helps us know. So once we are aware, then we can start taking to Lama convenient measures.
Yeah.
And the last one is divergent thinking. Now, this is brainstorming. So you think in a manner that you find associations. Now, it's a question is, so what sort of punishment fits the crime? So if you kill someone, what punishment is enough? Well, so if you rape, our rapes are very high in this country. I mean, it's almost 1,000 rapes reported during this period. Lot of them in KZN.
Yeah.
A lot of them by people who know each other. So like, these are just crimes of passion. Yeah. Same also the mametas. Mametas, apparently, they happen in public. So people watching. And a lot of them also happen through armed firearms. So the question, therefore, for brainstorming will be, so if someone kills someone, if someone steals, what is the best way to tackle that? So I was just this morning, but I was trying to say, so there is an issue that we are facing. It's an emotional issue. But also we can think about it in a manner that helps us, you know, try to have conversations, have something to talk about, to be factual, but also still try to come up with a solution, because thinking most of the time, it helps us, you know, start moving towards a solution. Not to say we're thinking, I know my feelings, of course, the way we think also is affected by emotions, but we try to bring them down and focus more on the ideas around what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So in summary, magical thinking, dialectical thinking, analytical thinking, critical thinking, creative thinking, and divergent thinking. Same thinking skills you also can use in your own studies.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Interesting enough, and I like the fact that the same thinking as my siblings even in our studies as well. Because especially when you spoke of creative thinking, the terms, I don't know if you know the terms, probably you know, you do know, of Kunabantu who are independent and dependent thinkers.
Yes.
Could you kindly differentiate the two? Maskulma, but independent and dependent thinkers.
So independent thinkers is that it means you can stand on your own. So there are 10 people in a room and they all say the same thing, but when you are the 10th person, it says, no, actually, I have a different view.
Mm.
So because your thinking is shaped by a different approach, and you can, you know, stand up for your own conviction. Dependent is, of course, I mean, it's always easier to follow the big man, the big boss, or the general opinion. So it's not necessarily bad, but sometimes, you know. Yes. So, I mean, for example, if it's cool among a safety, if the general feeling is that some lives is not safe, so, of course, you can use it dependent thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, if you want to do something good, then it means you need to be independent now and just take the different approach to that.
Mm. So if I'm a student and I am, you know, taking, I have a question probably from an assignment.
Yeah.
I take that same question, gifage ku robots, as you have mentioned earlier on robots, and then take that same information that I've taken a robot, put it on my assignment. Is that dependent thinking?
It is dependent thinking, yes. Mm. I mean, it's a good example. Yes, it is dependent thinking. Because what did you do? So you, so yes. It's a side one, yeah.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Mike, for, you know, giving us those six strategies of thinking. Very important.
Thank you so much.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Matsati, sikhuluma about thinking namhlanje nokuthi nje ake sibe ama independent thinkers, sibe creative, si analyze our thinking capacity. Yabona analyze analytical thinking, wachazile maningi, magic thinking, like there's quite a number of them. In case you missed this one, you can get it lapha ku podcast yethu khona la ku MUT Radio. speaking about thinking namhlanje and the importance of ukubaluleka ekucabanga nje umuntu uma umuntu nje ngwena ucabange nje ucabangi yeah kanti nakho ucabanga kunama different strategies I did not know ukuthi kanti siyakwazi ukuhlukanisa kaningi but yeah it's like that otherwise library services I know it's exam season you guys are also busy with late hours.
Yes. Yeah, we are busy. I think up until the end of the exams, which I'm not sure, I'm not going to say unless I get corrected. But yes, we are closing at 11 and on weekends we're closing at 9 p.m. So please come. I mean, we are seeing a lot of activity as well. I mean, students are using our services a lot. It makes sense. I mean, it's peak time.
You know, I had an encounter with one of the students. I think it was last week. Someone said, hey, you know, I sent it to... I don't know, email or write to Mr. Matri. I need to fix something. Yeah, turn it in, but he's not here. But here, library, I must use, I must just email him and basically, yes, 7. So, yeah, was 7 even if you're not on the ground at campus.
Yes. So, no, thank you for that. Yes, yeah. No, we are. So you can reach us via email. If you check our website, our contact details are always there. Mm. So, we also have a WhatsApp line as well so that the students can make inquiries too. Mm. Because, I mean, sometimes also things happen that you want to come to campus, but you can't. Mm. So, we always try to make it easier and we always try to respond as quickly as possible as well to any queries.
No. Beautiful. No, Mr. Matri, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was
This is an MUT Radio podcast.